ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing the seventh supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on the dua of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam during incidents of sorrow, painful occasions, and intense grief. We were still in verse number 8 of this supplication, where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam asks for some specific needs and some specific things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is that he asks Allah, saying, وَأَذِقْنِي حَلَاوَةَ الصُّنْعِ فِي مَا سَأَلْتُكَ. Make me taste the sweetness of benefaction in what I ask. And we came to realize what this actually means. One of the examples that we gave is that those people who love to have children and Allah has not gifted them with children so far, because of the hikmah and wisdom that he knows about, because obviously children are gifts of Allah, as we see in the Holy Quran, the mention of habli or hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. This hablana shows that actually children and wives are gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, those people who are deprived of, let's say, getting married, or those people who are deprived of getting children, or those who are deprived of, for example, getting a lot of money. You know, people start comparing and saying that this person has a lot of money, I don't have a lot of money, this person can own this and that, I cannot do that, and so on. They start comparing, not realizing that there are many things that may not be good for the person, and that is why he is not getting. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants just to deprive the person out of oppression and zulm. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he knows that this is the time and place to give, he will give to that person, because that is appropriate for that person.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
So many a times we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something and we don't deserve it. And when we get it, instead of getting pleasure from that, we are actually facing problems.
In fact, we get into more predicaments than what we would experience before. For example, the example I gave you of children, and we have some tangible anecdotes of those people who got children after a lot of persistence, but it was not appropriate for them, just because of actually complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they get children, they had so many problems and so on, and they faced a lot of problems in life. So what is important is we ask Allah for that benefaction that is full of sweetness. For example, if we get money, then make it in such a way that we spend it the way you want, O Allah. We spend it the way it is anticipated from a believer to spend, to help other people, to think of the problems of others and try to solve them, and so on. If you get married with a spouse, to get such a spouse who would really keep you properly in terms of, you know, faith, in terms of cooperation, in terms of intimacy and love, and all these other examples that we know when we get a partner of life, and so on. Whatever benefaction that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should ask Allah in this way, that, oh Allah, make it sweet for me after you give me what you would like to give. So this is another phrase of this beautiful verse number 8 of this supplication. وَأَذِقْنِي حَلَاوَةَ الصُّنْعِ فِي مَا سَأَلْتُكَ.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
And thereafter, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next phrase, وَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَفَرَجًا هَنِيئًا, which means, and gift me from your proximity mercy and wholesome relief. وَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَفَرَجًا هَنِيئًا. Many a times we may think that this refers to the physical calamities or the physical predicaments of life, the poverty a person is facing, the other problems of this material life. But then if you look at the depth of this beautiful phrase, you come to realize that it has a more sublime meaning, and that is, you know, the real faraj and the real relief is when a person is attained or has attained a level of spiritual perfection. It is not just attaining the state of wealth and fame and respect in the community. No, this is only one phase, and sometimes this is something which is negative if you go and see. Because a person, by attaining wealth and fame and respect in the society, sometimes it is not good for him in that level that he would like to attain, or in the way that he would like to attain. There is something that obviously, which is very positive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables or facilitates the respect of a person. He makes him great among the people. He makes him elevated among the people. He gives him wealth because he spends the wealth in the proper way. This is something else. But many a times you find that a person is just looking for these things to please his nafs and to please his ego. He does not have a sublime aim. So if you look at this phrase, وَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ. مِنْ لَدُنْكَ is from your proximity. That means you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something sublime, something elevated, not something that, you know, is worldly. Of course, there are good things of the world also, but we are not asking for that. We are asking of something which is elevated near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَبْلِي. First of all, we are asking for a gift from Allah. هَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ. From your proximity. رَحْمَةً. Mercy. وَفَرَجًا هَنِيئًا. And a breakthrough and a wholesome relief. وَفَرَجًا هَنِيئًا. And perhaps I think the best misdaq and the best example of this farajan hani'an is the reappearance of the 12th Holy Imam Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif, who would actually rule the entire world in a very peaceful way and full of justice when he comes and rules. And that would be a farajan hani'an that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Inshallah, we'll continue with our discussions. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Hargiz nagirat to abad aqa kasi jay to ra هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد.